Are you a risk taker? That's the question that Mary Lohman will be asking today on The Christian Working Woman. I'm Pam Klein, and we appreciate your time. Mary, are you suggesting that we should be risk takers? That probably sounds like a negative to most people.
That's probably true, Pam. Taking risk is not always a smart thing to do. But if you were to talk to any successful person in any field, no doubt they would tell you about some time in their life when they took a risk.
That's true.
They went out on a limb and exposed themselves to failure and maybe even ridicule, but that's what it took for them to be successful. Of course, there's a difference between foolish risk and those that are undertaken with considerable thought and care. But what I'm going to talk about today is taking risk for Jesus.
So, you are suggesting that as disciples of Jesus Christ, there are times that we're going to need to take some risks for Him.
Well, I think so. So you can see if you agree with me.
Okay. So let's hear what you think and why we should be risk takers.
Risk averse is a term often used by financial managers when they speak of people who do not want to take risk with their investments. They want low-risk investments, and that can be a prudent way to handle your money. But should we always be risk-averse? Ron Hutchcraft told a story that illustrates what I'm talking about. He said he had been invited to go hiking with some friends in a gorgeous setting to see a breathtaking waterfall. Ron was determined to see it, so they hiked up the mountain and came to a large stream that had to be crossed in order to get to the waterfall. Ron took a look at the stream and started searching for a bridge, but there was none. He said to his companions, "How do we get across here?" "Oh," they said, "you have to walk across the pipe there." Ron took a look at the pipe that bridged the stream. It was small. It was wet. It looked dangerous. And his first reaction was, "Thanks, but no thanks. I'll stay here." But his friends urged him, "Oh, come on, you can't stay here. The view is on the other side. Wait till you see the view and the waterfall. Come on, walk across the pipe." Ron had a decision to make, either stay where he was and miss the view or walk across the pipe. He decided to take the risky way, and he walked across. He said, "I wouldn't have missed that view for anything. It was the most beautiful sight I've ever seen, but I had to walk the pipe to get there." Yes, it was a bit risky, but it was worth the risk. You know, as we live our lives for Jesus, there will be times when we need to take a risk, move out of our comfort zones, attempt something that looks difficult, yes, even run the possibility of failing. For example, maybe God has been prompting you to share your faith with a coworker, but you've been reluctant to do so because it's risky. You think, "That coworker may react negatively, or I may botch it up and say all the wrong things, or maybe it's against the law to share my faith on the job." And so that fear keeps you from taking the risk. I wonder how many of us are missing out on so much of what God wants to do and the blessings that come when we obey simply because we're not willing to take a risk. Now, obviously, we shouldn't take unnecessary risk, and we should always proceed with prayer and caution. But my friends, if you're afraid of any risk, you will really never do all the good things that God has put you here to do. You'll miss so much of God's blessing in your life. The Bible is full of stories of risk takers. Esther took a great risk to rescue her people from annihilation. This young, inexperienced woman literally took her life in her hands and approached the king. Before doing that, she asked for all the Jews to pray and fast for her. That's a good principle. You don't just go headlong into some risk without knowing that God is leading you and you're fortified with prayer. But once she knew she had to take this risk, she said, "I will go to the king even though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." Esther was a meek, humble young woman. She was not equipped for such an assignment. She could have given any number of legitimate excuses why she could just not take this risk of approaching the king in order to save her people. But she knew it was a unique opportunity, and she knew it was the right thing to do. She did face the possibility of failure. She knew the extent of the risk she took, but she knew she had to do it. So she said, "If I perish, I perish." You see, many of us are very willing to serve Jesus as long as it's comfortable and not terribly demanding. We have our life plan in place and we put Jesus in the schedule. Yeah, we love him. But after all, we're not all called to be missionaries, right? So we get to the edge of the river and we take a look across. We see some people there who seem to really be soaring and enjoying the other side. But we keep looking at that pipe. It's risky. It takes faith. And we decide to stay where the ground is firm and we're not at risk. Oh, but what we miss when we refuse to cross over. God's looking for believers who are so in love with him, soul, heart, and mind, that the pipe doesn't scare them. They're not willing to settle for anything less than God's best. Do you know the story of Deborah, who was a judge in Israel? This woman was way ahead of her time. Let me tell you, she had to take an enormous risk, and that was to go herself and lead her army into battle. Barak was the leader of the army, but he said, "If you go with me, I will go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go." Maybe he thought she never would agree to go into battle and that would get him off the hook. Well, if so, she fooled him. She said, "Very well, I will go with you, but because of the way you are going about this, the honor will not be yours." Obviously, she recognized that he was not the brave leader he should be, so she took a risk. You can read her story in Judges chapter 4, an amazing story of how God gave her and her army victory over their much larger enemy. I wonder what it is that makes one person willing to take a risk for God and another is not willing. Isn't it true that we're prone to trust those we know? But if we don't know someone too well, we're less likely to trust them? So no doubt our trust in God has a lot to do with our willingness to take a risk for him. It's at these times when there is some risk involved that we find out just whether we trust God or not, or how much we trust him. God wants us to take risk as he leads us and allow him to do through us what we could never do on our own. We should attempt something so great for God that only he could do it. Psalm 18, verse 36 says, "You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn." I told how Ron Hutchcraft was afraid to cross that slippery pipe to get to the other side of the stream so he could see this incredible waterfall, but he finally took the risk and made it across. Well, when we start across the pipe that looks risky, that faith pipe that will take us to a new territory for Jesus, as soon as we set foot on it, the pipe becomes a broad path and your ankles don't turn. Walk across the pipe today. Don't miss the view. Don't miss what Jesus wants to do in you and through you. Don't stay where it's comfortable. Be willing to be an entrepreneur for Jesus. That's where the abundant life is. Doing what only he can do through you. I have a dear friend, Donita Travis, who left her very successful career in marketing to begin an after-school ministry for underserved children in the poorest neighborhoods of Chicago. In 2001, she began with 16 children coming 3 days a week to our church for tutoring, teaching, and nourishing. Now there are almost 2,000 children involved in By the Hand Club in several locations in our city, and it is absolutely mind-boggling to see how God is using this ministry to bring children hope and love and help them reach their potential. These children not only improve in their schoolwork, they hear the gospel clearly and are loved by the staff. The success stories are abundant. By the way, you can learn the whole story by going to bythehand.org. I look at Donita and think, if only I had faith like she does, if only I had her management and marketing skills, and of course she is uniquely gifted. But it's much more than that. Donita heard God's call on her life and she simply said, like Esther, "God has put me here for such a time as this." She took an enormous risk and has boldly moved forward with ever-growing impact on our city. But let me tell you one more thing. It's been loads of hard work, long days, many serious issues to resolve, safety issues, legal issues. It's not an easy road. There are days I see her and know she is simply tired to the bone, but she keeps doing what God's put her here to do, and God is blessing. I know that God doesn't call all of us to such highly visible tasks, but I know that he calls each of us to step out on faith and take a risk and be willing to let him do through us what he alone can do. I don't have to do what Donita does, but I will have to give an account for the opportunities that God has given me, and I don't want fear of taking a risk and stepping out on faith to keep me from hearing, "Well done, good and faithful servant." How about you? Are you standing on the brink of a new challenge? Does your heart tell you this is what God wants you to do? Well, remember, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Don't miss the great thing God has for you to do because you're not willing to take the risk. I've often told how I began this radio ministry in 1984 on one station in Chicago, never dreaming that God had plans to expand it over these 30-something years. I guess I thought I could handle one program on one station once a week. That didn't seem too much. But when it began to look like God intended this ministry to expand it, I really was frightened, and I can still remember the fear that gripped my heart. And I sat down with my Bible, and I asked God to give me a passage from His Word to affirm His calling. And I read it that day in Isaiah 50. "The Sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame." Well, that was it. I knew that was God's words of assurance to me that He wanted me to take this risky road, this impossible task, and move forward. So I did. Let me tell you that my faith has been tested many times. I had a lot to learn then. I still have a lot to learn. But if I had not been willing to step out on the assurance of His word, I would have missed these many years of incredible blessing and privilege that has been mine. Regardless of what God is leading you to do, I can promise you it will be bigger than you are. It will be risky. It will require you to live by faith and not by sight. It will test you and frighten you, but in that place is where the blessing is, where the abundant life is. You don't want to miss that, do you? You don't want to miss the good works God put you here to do. You don't want to stand before the Lord and have Him tell you all He wanted to do through you, but He couldn't because you weren't willing to step out on faith. Remember, when you are in God's will doing what He's asked you to do, He will carry you through. He will do it. So don't miss it. If God is for you, after all, who can be against you?
Mary, I think you're right. We do need to be risk takers for Jesus, but it's taking risks based on God's guidance and our trust in Him. It's walking by faith and not by sight, right?
That's it exactly, Pam. Following Jesus is always going to require us to trust Him, and we won't be able to see exactly how it's going to work out. But learning to walk by faith and not by sight pleases our Lord Jesus, and it brings the great joy of watching how God works on our behalf.
We need to remember that because it's an encouragement. Thank you, Mary. Well, I have a suggestion for you that is in no way risky, and that is an invitation to join us next Saturday, September 12th, for our monthly Zoom get-together. And Damaris Carabar will be with Mary, not only to sing, but to share a message with us.
And you know that Damaris is an absolute favorite with us here at the Christian Working Woman. She is as gifted as a speaker as she is a singer, and totally practical. I've often told her it's not fair that she can do both so well. But she's loved by us for her passion for God's Word and for encouraging us to live in it.
Absolutely. So don't miss this special Zoom event Saturday, September 12th at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You just need to sign up on our website, no charge, but you do need to register in advance at christianworkingwoman.org. I'm Pam Klein, and we're grateful that you joined us today for The Christian Working Woman with Mary Lohman.